Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have. Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the gift of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Lonely. Come on, help me say,
My. This ain't no ordinary worship.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning.
Top of the morning. Brother, top of the morning. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great this morning. I'm at work and making a little noise.
Oh, you're here. You hear the worship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Start the week off right, man. Start the day, the week off right. With simply just, you know, lifting his name up. Worshiping him.
That's right, Rand.
My.
What you got?
Brother
Nutty,
I was looking into the power of Jesus' name. This morning.
Uh-oh.
I was looking into a few things this morning on the names of Jesus. You know, you have a lot of names, Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of names. And I was just looking into a few things this morning on the power of the names of Jesus. Brother Nutty, you know, a parent, when they give their child a name, that name usually, when they name the child something, it usually is the name is destined, is usually destined of what they want the child to be.
Right, right.
It's usually something that they destined, that they want the child to be like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was reading this morning, and I learned a few things, Nutty. First and foremost, I learned what the name Jesus really means.
Hey, Ren. I know you're gonna tell me what it means, because I want to know it too. I want to know.
I learned what the name Jesus really means, and Jesus simply means Savior, Rescuer, or Deliverer. My. See, the Lord came to Joseph. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and told Joseph that you should name this child Jesus. And we soon to learn that Jesus will be the Savior, the Rescuer, and the Deliverer of the world, Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
He will deliver us from our sins. He will be the Savior of the world. So when the Lord came to Joseph and told him to name this child Jesus, he came to him with meaning. He said, listen, we're going to name this child for what he destined to be, Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to name this child to what he is destined to be. Jesus. I was doing a little more reading, Brother Nutty, and mm-hmm. in the Old Testament, the name Jesus was Joshua. Oh, help me. I need Brother Eric here for this, because it's a teaching moment here. Joshua in the Old Testament. And Joshua, he was a person who led the people to the promised land and defeated the enemy in that land, Brother Nutty. That's in the Old Testament, but when you get to the New Testament, the Greek name for Joshua is Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. The Greek name for Joshua is Jesus. My. We're going to talk a little bit about the name of Jesus this morning, Brother Nutty. We're going to talk a little bit about the Hebrew names this morning. The Elohims and the Jehovahs. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jehovah, when you see Jehovah Jireh, or Jehovah Nisi, it's a form of a Hebrew name for God, Brother Nutty. A form of a Hebrew name for God. El Shaddai. El Donya. See, these are all the Hebrew names I used to hear and see my grandmother falling on her face calling on these names, Brother Nutty. The Jehovah Raphaes and all them Hebrew names, because they got meaning to them. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Raphaes, Jehovah Jireh, you know, Elohim, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, them names got, it, oh, when you're looking for some particular, Brother Nutty.
Uh-huh.
My. When you're looking for, when you're calling on, when you're in a certain place and you need a healer, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You need somebody to supply all your needs and nurtures you. You call on El Shaddai. Oh, my God. If you're looking for, if you just worshiping the creator of heaven and earth, you calling on Elohim because you know he was in the beginning. If you ever read a little bit about it, Brother Nutty, he was in the beginning. He was, he. It is you who made me, and you have crowned me with glory and honor. You are the God of might and strength, Elohim. My. We're going to talk a little bit about these names this morning, my brother.
Just go ahead. So, Randy, you tell me all these names is one and the same? That's what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going in the same
one
direction. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
He got one name above all names. That's God Almighty, my Lord.
Well,
yes, God, sir. Almighty. My. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. So I'm asking, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you be with us. We thank you for the gathering once again. Lord, we thank you for worshipers and fellow believers that want to gather all together on one occasion, on one accord, to lift your name up. Because you know if your name be lifted up, you will draw all men and women into thee. So I'm praying and I'm asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, I'm praying that you let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water. I'm praying that it's not my will, but let your will be done. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now, Lord. Have your way on this line right now, Lord. Have your way in this circle right now, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Show up and show out right now. So I'm just praying for every man and woman in the sound of my voice that the word of God don't fall on deaf ears this morning, but it don't return, but it do what it is set to do, Lord. Touch each and every man and woman's heart right now. Touch their mind. Touch their spirit right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know it's power in the name of Jesus. It's victory in the name of Jesus. It's healing in the name of Jesus. We just calling on your name this morning, Lord. We ask and we pray that your name be above all names, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank Amen. God, my brother.
Amen.
My brother. I want to talk a little bit about Jesus, the name Jesus this morning. See, the name Jesus got a lot of meaning to it, brother. Now, when I read and it said that it means Savior. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Savior. I'll just be in remembrance of when you bring a child into the world, you want to name this child something with meaning, something with purpose, something with destiny towards what you want this child to be. Well, they name this child Jesus. Listen to what it means like right here.
All right.
Yeah. Brother Eric, they named this child Jesus. Again,
uh-huh.
Jesus was a Greek name in the New Testament.
Yeah,
in the Old Testament, help me, Holy Spirit. It was Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Joshua. You know,
yes, sir.
It was Joshua in the Old Testament. And Joshua, again, he led the people to the promised land and defeated the enemy. Old Testament.
All right.
My goodness. My goodness. See, they I'm going to read right here in Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to start at 18, so we just get a little bit about why they, when they named him Jesus.
What, Matthew what?
18. Matthew 1.
Chapter 1.
Verse 18.
Chapter 1, verse 18. 18. I'm going to start at verse 18. And listen to this, what it read like in the New International Version of the Bible. The power of Jesus' names. It says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. My God. Listen to what happened. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. To divorce her quietly. It says,
right.
But after considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Brother Nutty, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Eric, it's something about them dreams. It's something about things coming to you in them dreams. It said, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. My. See, you got to know Joseph was a spiritual God-fearing man for the Lord angel to come to him in a dream, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you got to know that he still, you know, he had to be very spiritual for him to accept this. Right here. His wife was pregnant, Brother Nutty. And she was supposed to be a virgin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Oh, but he wanted to divorce her, but he wanted to do it quietly so he didn't disgrace her. But then the Lord came to him in a dream and told him, hey, this is what your wife received. It's from the Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The angel came and Joseph and said, she going to give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, Brother Eric, he did what the angel of the Lord had commended him and took Mary home as his wife. See, I'm going to put my finger right there for a minute, because that tells you a whole lot about Joseph. That tells you a whole lot about Joseph, because he put all his thoughts to the side and did what the Lord told him to do.
Yes.
Not any normal man would have been second guessing something, Brother Eric. My wife pregnant, and she supposed to be a virgin. Oh, but Joseph right here did something. He put his thoughts to the side from what he was thinking, and he was completely submissive to what the Lord had said. He went home as the Lord commanded him and took her home as his wife. But he did not commentate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. My. He gave him the name Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rand, in that dream, in that dream, God told him that, you know, this baby's gonna come here, and this baby's gonna come. It's gonna save the world. And that's why he hung on that cross. He tell you right there. He told Joseph that way back then that Jesus was gonna sacrifice himself for our sin. He was born for us. It tells you right there for our sin. Let's see. I'm gonna go back and read that. It say he should save his people from sin. Verse 21. And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Oh, It told Joseph way back then, before he was born, what Jesus' purpose was. Yeah. I just had to get that, Randy.
It's meat in there. It's meeting that. Because a lot of people call on the name of Jesus and don't really know what it means, Brother Eric.
All right.
Really know what it stands for. Don't really know what it is, what it means. My God. My God.
Yes, sir.
My God. Savior, deliverer, rescuer. He came to the world to deliver us from our sins, from our iniquities. They gave him the name Jesus, Brother Ed. Now watch this. Go over to Isaiah. Go over to Isaiah right fast. I ain't gonna be long this morning, my brother. Out to wait in 1 second. Isaiah. Chapter 9, verse 6. Look what Isaiah the prophet said, Brother Ed. Look what Isaiah the prophet said. He said right here, it says, for to us a child is born. Us a son is given. He said the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I will read that one more time because I like that. Isaiah prophesied about it a long time ago, Brother Eric. It says, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. He will be called Mighty God. He will be called Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. The greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reside on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will establish this. My. See, Isaiah told us about this a long time ago, Brother Ed.
Long time ago. Yes, sir.
Way before Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Way before the dream came to Joseph, Brother Ed. He told us about this a long time ago through the prophet Isaiah right here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he said a son going to be born. He didn't say what the name was going to be. He didn't say they were going to call him Jesus or not. But he told us a son was going to be born, Brother Ed. My God. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Oh, I'm here to tell you here, counselor, what you need to be counseled to, Brother Eric. I can testify, and I can almost say that you got some counseling from the Lord one time or another.
Hello.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
help
sir.
Me, Holy Spirit. He's a mighty
mm-hmm.
God. Oh, my goodness. It says everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. Oh,
yes,
somebody
sir.
Somebody can tell me it's Prince, it's peace in the Lord. It's peace in the songwriter says something about the name Jesus. Sweetest name I know. My. It's something
yes,
about
sir.
The name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. My God.
Yes,
but then, Brother Ed, we got these Hebrew names. See, I'm big on these Hebrew names.
I'm big on the
Jehovah's. In the
mm-hmm.
El Yam, in the Elohim, see Jehovah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you see Jehovah Jireh, that's just a form. Jehovah is a form of a Hebrew name of God.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Yes, sir.
When you see the L's, you know you see El Shaddai. You know you see these names, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about these names this morning.
Speaking
a little bit. It says,
mm-hmm.
Elohim, the creator
mm-hmm.
of heaven
mm-hmm.
and earth,
mm-hmm.
he who was in the beginning, it is you who made me, and you have crowned me with glory and honor. You are the God
mm-hmm.
of might and strength.
My goodness.
See, did you know... You call on name El Shaddai,
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
God Almighty of blessings. See, when you need a blessing, Brother Ed, you put a little specifics
yes,
in it. I want to call on
mm-hmm.
El Shaddai because I need a blessing. I'm looking for a blessing from the Lord. El Shaddai, you are the beastie one who nurtures and supplies, it says in the word right here. You are all bountiful, all sufficient. My goodness. You provide for me, El Shaddai, when I call on your name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. El Donya, my Lord and my Master. You are Jehovah. Oh, you are the God. You are God, it's saying. When you say you are Jehovah, Brother Ed, it says
mm-hmm.
the completely self-existing one. Always present.
Mm.
You always right here with me, Eldonia. You always right here with me. My goodness.
Mm.
It says, revealed in Jesus. I like that,
mm.
my brother.
Mm.
Who is
mm.
the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. My. He don't change, my brother. He don't change, Eldonia. He don't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. My goodness.
That's it.
It says, always present. He always with you. My.
Never leave you nor forsake you.
Oh, yes. Oh, but when you're in need of something, you calling on Jehovah, Jireh, the one who sees my needs and provides for me, Brother Eric. My goodness. Jehovah
mm-hmm.
Jireh.
Yes, sir.
Jehovah Rapha, my healer.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm sick, Brother, I want to call on Jehovah Rapha. Because I know
yes,
he's my healer and the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. Oh, my God. You sent your word and you healed me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You sent your word and you healed me. Jehovah Rapha. When I was laying on that hospital bed, Brother Eric, and they told me I ain't have a 0.5% chance of living. Jehovah Rapha came and he sent his word and he healed me. Oh, help me. He made a bitter experience for me sweet. Because since then, brother, since he got me up out the hospital bed, I've been living my life for the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Since he got me up out the hospital bed, and heal me, Brother Eric. I've been living my life for the Lord. So he made that bitter experience sweet for me right now today. Oh, my goodness. You sent your word and you healed me. You forgave all my iniquities and you healed all my diseases. My goodness. My God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He made that experience, a bad and bitter experience, sweet for me. Jehovah Rapha. My goodness. Jehovah Nisi. You are my victory, my banner, and my standard. Your banner over me is love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Brother Eric, you lift up a standard against me, him, against him. You lift me up. My goodness. My goodness. Jehovah Nisi. Oh, you got Jehovah Raha. You are my shepherd, and I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. My God, my God, my God.
All right.
My God. You got Jehovah Shammah, the one who will never leave or forsake me. You are always there. I take comfort and am encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me, Brother Eric? What can man do to me? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What can man do to me? What can man do to me? My. There's one more, Brother Eric. El Yon. The Most High God, it says right here, who is the first cause of everything, the processor of the heaven and the earth. You are the everlasting God, the great God, the living God, the merciful God, the faithful God, the mighty God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You are true, just, righteous, and perfection. You are El Elyon, the Most High, the highest Savior of the heavens and the earth. My. My.
Yes, sir.
My God. Then it just says, it ends off with this, Brother Eric. You have exalted above all else your name in your word. And you have magnified your word above all your names. The word was made flesh and dwells amongst us. And his name is Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My God, my God, my God, my God. Praise God. That's all I got this morning, my brother. I was just looking at the names this morning and really trying to get a clear vision of what Jesus, the name Jesus, really means to us.
Right.
My God. That's all I got this morning, my brother. May God be in the blessings of his word.
Hey, Randy, it goes right back to say, it's one and the same. All them names is one and the same.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
No matter how you call it, it's one and the same. Yes, sir.
All right.
And when you were talking about the birth of Mary with Joseph, you know, and he wanted to divorce him. Because, like you said, if he went by his carnal mind, he probably would have. But he went with his spiritual mind, so he had to grow the spirit. And them dreams, they ran. I don't know. Sometimes, like, them dreams be for real. I done had a few, it just plays right out what you dream. It'd be a mission in a dream. But your mind got to be right to get that message. A good appreciate that, Randy. I got to step out and finish loading this truck. But yeah, I've been listening.
Good work. Good work. Good work there, bro.
Something about that name, Brother Eric. The names.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to know who to call on, though. it said, you know, he was put here to deliver us from our sins, from our transgressions, from our iniquities. He was put here to deliver us. But sometimes people don't know the meaning of it.
Come on now.
They don't know the meaning of the name, what it really means.
Yes, sir. You on something? God bless you.
My God.
Good word.
My God. My. That's all I got, my brother. We can open it up or we can respond on that for a minute or whatever we want to do.
I see that
614
number.
That's Auntie. Auntie. Okay. Oh, you open it up. Auntie, is that you?
Amen. I'm over here. Praise the Lord.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Auntie?
I am fine. I'm thanking God for the word, for the covering, for his protection, and I was grateful to hear, you know, that God is a protector, and when you utilize him in that manner, you know, it just inspires you to call on him in great distress. Yesterday, I was walking, and I was just, I took a prayer walk, and there's a man in the neighborhood who has a very huge vicious dog, like a real big dog that a kid can ride. And he'll tell you, don't come to the dog. He's not friendly. He's extremely vicious. So as I was walking and I was just praising, God gave me a vision that I was going to have an encounter with it, but I just kept on going. And sure enough, I walked and the dog came and attacked me.
Wow.
And he jumped on me and he barked, but the Spirit of God was with me because I refrained from trying to fight the dog off me or try to exemplify any fear, because had I did, I knew that the dog would have just mauled me. So I was saying to myself, like, Lord, where is the dog's owner? Where is the dog's owner? Because it took him so long to come that I just knew it was God who protected me. So the owner came out and he got the dog, and I was just kind of in a panic at this time, and I started to, I was perspiring, and I started to cry, and the man said, are you okay? Did he bite you? I said, no, he didn't bite me. I said, but God showed me this prior to this happening. And I was okay, and I walked on, and as I walked on, I just heard the Spirit of God speaking to me. He said, Weapons will form, but they will not prosper. The enemy is going to get in your face. He is going to get all up in your face to the point that you think that he is going to bite you. But I will clamp the jaws of the enemy. And I just, you know what, that thing just ministered to me so much yesterday. And I just thank God. You never know how God is going to speak to you and through you with the situation or incident. And I just thank God that he kept me, you know what I mean, and he allowed me to see his hand of protection even in the midst of. So I thank God for you for letting me just, you know what I'm saying, just retouch God in that instance, because he is everything. He is your protector. He is your protector from things that you don't even know that you need. He is your protection. So I'm just grateful this morning for that.
My God. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
My. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Can I jump a song?
She probably went back to mute.
I said, do you have a song for it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Mm-hmm.
God. My God.
But we can ask again. If anybody want to say something, you know, good time, you know. If they want to respond on the lesson, they can come in here.
Yes. Yes, Lord. If you ain't got nothing, Brother Eric, you ain't got nothing, we can close on out. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Nope, you're low. You're real low.
Can you hear me? Hear me.
You're still kind of low.
Still kind of low.
Brother Nutty, have something you wanted to bring this morning?
Can you hear me, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're perfect. Now you're perfect. Perfect.
Okay. I mean, you said it, man. You know, you used to come about what you said. You presented it, man. You know, God bless you with the salvation of Jesus, you know. Your sister, became a strong testimony, you know. You know, we always ask if anybody have a prayer request or want to sign on the lesson, man. You know, we don't force nobody to do nothing. We just make a platform for anybody to pray and say anything. But if not, man, we can get up out of here.
Hey, Ren.
I'm not here, man.
I was working. I heard you. I'm good. I don't got nothing to come behind that. You did a good job this morning. God bless all of us to be able to get up this morning. Just thanking. Thank God that we're still here.
My goodness. Yes, Lord. Well, come on, Brother Egg. You call a lot of it. Nobody got none.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come humble. And Lord, just thank you for that word that went up, Lord. Thank you for the salvation that you put on Calvary, Lord. That you just didn't hang there, Lord. You went to a cave, Lord, a borrowed tomb, Lord. And you got up on the third day. Yeah. And, Lord, that you had all power in your hand, Lord. Then, Father God, that you did it, we wouldn't even thought about it, Lord, but you made it possible that we could be on this line once again, Lord. Thank you for our teacher, the preacher, that he teach the word with a fervent heart, Lord, with love and peace, Lord. As you keep coming to his house, Lord, keep coming to things he's trying to do, Lord. Let him always be that light, Lord. Even when it's tough sometimes, that we to be that light, Lord. Lord, even bless his name, Lord, and the devil that she went to, Lord. Lord, the Father God, that you were the keeper, Lord. That, Lord, you know you got the inspiration faith on us all, Lord. Lord, nothing form against us will prosper, Lord. And we believe this thing is going to form, Lord, but it won't prosper, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your love, Lord. Lord, we just pray for every race at this time, Lord. And good one out, Lord, for some got hurt, Lord. And some didn't get hurt, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you to come in this grace game, Lord. The people try to call us if they love, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you, when they go down these tracks, Lord, these dangerous tracks, Lord, that you always keep them as they leave and they come back as they left, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to be driving these highways and byways, Lord, even the truck drivers, Lord. Lord, just be with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just let us have a good day, Lord, with your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we move on and go high in the ministry today, Lord. Let your light shine before man, that you be get glorified, Lord. Because we believe that, Lord, we lift you up, that all men will come to you, Lord. So we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
The highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.